Please stand and let us sing together. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's Word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you're a visitor, welcome. We're glad you're here. If you're a regular, welcome to the revisiting of the service of the Word liturgy. What that means is we're going to sing three extra songs today. After the greeting, you're going to want to be on page 213 in your red book if you like to follow the notes to the Kyrie and the hymn of praise. And then we'll have a canticle at the time of the offertory. So that's page 213, not hymn 213. And as always, the worship committee welcomes your feedback. I also want to highlight, you have a little yellow card in your bulletin. So at the time of the sermon, if you'd like to write something down to submit to be spoken out loud, please do that. Or you can always raise your hand and I'll bring the microphone to you, wanting to know what the Holy Spirit is prompting you about the scriptures for our worship today. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Amen. in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth, and peace to people on earth.
O God, mighty and eternal, you know that as fragile creatures, surrounded by great dangers, we cannot by ourselves stand upright. Give us strength of mind and body, so that even when we suffer because of human sin, we may rise victorious through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, beginning with the fourth verse. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Please read responsively Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness deliver me and rescue me.
Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress, to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Rescue me, O my God,
from the hand of the wicked,
from the grasp of the unjust and cruel.
For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth.
Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb.
My praise is continually of you. The second reading is from Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with the 18th verse. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking, for if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns them from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised. Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire. Here ends the readings.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord, we say,
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, do I ever love my routine, right? So we've got to start with some terrible jokes. Luckily, Becky gave me one this week. It's a bonus joke. A weasel walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Wow, I've never served a weasel before. What can I get you?" "Pop," goes the weasel. I know. You can thank Becky for that one. Oh, but aren't there certain days that you're just assigning certain tasks? And Jesus is free to heal indiscriminately on any day. "I only seem to get sick on weekdays. I must have a weekend immune system." Which days of the week are the strongest? Saturday and Sunday, because the rest are weekdays. What is the favorite day of the week for twins? Who's a twin here? Your favorite day is Tuesday. I know. What day of the week cries the most? Saturday. Oh, y'all, there's so many of those. Okay, I don't want to make you cry, though. So here's Jesus healing someone on a day that is designated for a lot of rule following, the Sabbath. There's a long list of things that you're supposed to do and you're not supposed to do on the Sabbath. And Jesus makes the Sabbath into a completely different animal by seeing this woman and deciding today is her day. Now, if you have ever been laid up in the hospital overnight, or if you've been abiding with someone who's laid up in the hospital overnight, you have probably prayed, "Lord, today's the day. I need your healing grace for me or for my loved one today. Here is her day after 18 years. We don't know her diagnosis. We don't know if she'd been coming to the synagogue for 18 years. What if this was her first time? And here Jesus points to her. She's walking in to a building that has been saturated with the rules, right? These untouchable truths. Remember in Moses' commandments, here's the mountain and you're not allowed to touch it. It's too wonderful for you, right? But also mixed in with Moses is the words of Jeremiah. Before there was even a womb for you, there was a plan for you. And Jeremiah's mission from God is, you shall go to all whom I send you. And what does God do to Jeremiah? Touches his mouth. So there's a day to hold on to the rules and hold them tight. I'm going to bend over to hold them closer in, right? And then there's a day to let go. Is there a new rule? A rule where arms are wide open. The arms of our Lord who are nailed to the cross when he sacrifices himself for the sake of the forgiveness of sins of the whole world, so that we're all eligible for the promises, right, of dying with him, that we might be raised with him to a new life. Let's look again at what it was like for that woman who was in a spirit of crippled. And that word in the story is a passive word grammatically, that she cannot straighten herself up. She can't do it herself. I'm reminded very keenly of the spring of 2020. Did anyone else have insomnia in the spring of 2020? Yeah, I see. So I had insomnia for a pretty solid 3 months. So I consider that zombie level of functioning, where I really didn't know what day it was. I was just really counting on my calendar. Luckily, I could still read the numbers on the calendar. And I was just too tired to hold on. I had a series of letting goes. I call them reconciliations. Because I was too tired to hold on, I was the perfect subject for a passive intervention, let's call it. And I experienced 3 miracles in 3 days. The first one was I had a colleague who we had gotten kind of crossways, and I wasn't sure how our working relationship was going to go forward. I just had nothing left to say or give to the conversation. And I said, God, I got nothing. You're going to have to do all of this work, because I'm pretty worn out from pretending that I'm in a worship service on the video. You know, we did the, where I pretended there was a congregation full of people. Yeah, after 3 months, that was not okay. But anyway, so I go into this meeting, and there were God's words in my mouth. There's no way I could have thought those up, because my higher functioning had pretty much shut down about, I'm going to say the end of April. This was the end of May. And I walked out of that meeting, And I felt so free and open, and I thought, that is amazing. I surrendered my complete exhaustion, and God was able to use it for something that turned the entire relationship into 180. And it was a beautiful healing. The next reconciliation came in the form of a phone call to an old friend that I felt like I had wronged and that I hadn't realized it at the time. And even though so many years had passed, and I thought, I need to call this person and I need to say, I'm sorry. Because, again, I'm sorry were the only words that I could come up with. I didn't really have, like, a long explanation of, you know, how I did this person wrong. So I'm just going to skip to the end of that story because that person's name is Dan Becker. That was a miracle. The next day came another reconciliation. It was a text from my mother. How dare you talk to Dan Becker? I said, Mom. Now, by the way, my mom had never met Dan Becker, just for the record. But she had that protective hovering that a mother has. That's our job, right? She was doing her job. Thanks, Mom. And I just thought, you know what? I can't push back anymore. And I said, Mom, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I took a call from Dan Becker. And she said, okay. It was the third miracle. After 50 years of me and my mom following the rules of parent and child, we had been straightened. We had been made upright in one another's eyes. So if you like singing, you probably have heard Handel's Messiah, where he takes Isaiah 40, verse 3, the crooked is made straight and the rough places plain. So it's already been prescribed for us. We cannot raise ourselves up. The grammatical word describing the woman's condition is that she could not straighten herself. She was straightened. And it is the same exact phrasing that's used later by Luke when he's writing the book of Acts, chapter 1, and he's describing the way Jesus is taken up into heaven, right? So he has fulfilled God's mission on earth through his death and his resurrection. What's the next part of the plan? To ascend so that Jesus can be anywhere, anytime, by being seated at the right hand of God. And that phrase, he was taken up, is the same exact phrase as she was straightened up. Yeah. The plans and purposes of God are fulfilled on God's time and in God's way. I don't know why God came to me when I was bent over like a zombie in exhaustion. But that's kind of how I needed God to come to me. Let's see. The untouchable truth of the prophets and the law becomes touchable in what? The incarnation. What's more touchable than a snuggly baby who you're just like, oh, I want to snuggle and just rock the baby and kiss the baby. Yeah. That description from Hebrews contains the mystery of how something so powerful that can reconcile a parent and a child who really hadn't been reconciled for so many decades. We are. It's pretty cool. Let's see. Love lifts us up where we belong. I forgot who sings that. It's a pop song. It's a romantic song. But it's the song that came to me when I think about the woman being lifted up by love and Jesus being taken up into heaven. And that's our future. That everyone, all of creation has been designed to be taken up and to experience all the mysterious images that are described in Hebrews that are fulfilled in fire. I forgot to ask if there are any yellow cards or any responses. I really got into the grammar today, Vicki. Let us stand and sing together. God is here. our faith in God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For all those serving in the armed forces of our nation and for our enemies, we commend to you your continual care, those serving on active duty, especially Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Neil, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Broughton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all those affected by natural disasters, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with Denise Landine and others on our prayer list, and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all those on hospice care, especially Deb, Gary, and Marlis, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all victims and all perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including the Christian Education and Youth Team. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For those who have died, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love through Jesus Christ, our holy wisdom. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated while the offering is collected. And as it comes forward in a moment, we will sing together number 219, the Canticle of Thanksgiving.
Thank you. creation belongs to our God, to praise the Lamb forever and ever. For you alone are the Holy One, and blessed is the one whose name is the wind of our God. All praise and thanks to you, Holy God. Salvation belongs to the God, and the praise the Lamb forever and ever.
God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. In peace, share the good news.